Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
The amazing Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble at the Montreux Jazz Festival, 1985. This is 3 years after he performed at that same festival in Switzerland and was booed by some people in the audience because of his innovative approach to the blues. Vaughan silenced his critics with this performance, eventually released as part of his Live Alive album, which reached platinum sales status. It's Air Talk on KPCC. I'm Larry Mantle. And the reason I wanted to talk about this today is, over the course of my life, I've had the real pleasure of seeing some of the just greatest musical artists of all time, and many of whom are no longer with us, seeing Ella Fitzgerald perform live, and Sarah Vaughan, and seeing just so many of the greats, Miles Davis, multiple times in concert. And yet, as I was driving listening to K-Jazz on the radio a couple of weekends ago, a tune by the jazz organist out of Ohio, Tony Monaco, came on. And it reminded me of what is the greatest musical performance that I have ever heard. Kristen and I, when we were in Chicago a number of years ago, went to the little jazz club on the north side of Chicago, the Green Mill, a historic place, a great green neon sign in front of it. Noted jazz club, used to be a gangster hangout many, many years ago, one of Chicago's oldest clubs. And Tony Monaco was there with his organ group. And it was one of those nights where I think everyone felt it. It was just a transformative concert. The musicians were just in that zone, in that space, where the music took on a whole other kind of life. And if you've been in that kind of a concert setting, it's so difficult to describe. I really don't have the words, but I know what it felt like. And with all the great concerts that I've been to, and I've had similar sorts of those experiences, but this was the peak. I left and we didn't even know what to say to each other as we walked out of the club. It was that remarkable. And again, it was not Miles Davis, as great as the concerts I've seen him give. It was Tony Monaco, the jazz organist from Ohio. I want to hear from you. What was the peak live concert performance that you've ever seen? 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722, or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Let's start with Eddie in Signal Hill in the Long Beach area. Eddie, what is the pinnacle show you attended?
Well, Larry, by far, without a doubt, would be Tina Turner. And the reminder of her recent documentary, I felt as if I was back watching her live at Staples Center with the tens of thousands of audience members captivated by every move she made, energized the entire stadium. But equally, by far, I would have to say Fleetwood Mac was another one of the greatest bands, with all of the individual members holding the stage captive when each of them perform.
Yeah. Yeah, those harmonies and the familiarity, those great Fleetwood Mac songs. Yeah, and just, you know, professionalism of their stage performances. And Tina Turner, I mean, you talk about someone who just owns the audience and the stage. Her presence is extraordinary. Eddie, thank you so much. Great examples of peak live performances. Laura in Irvine, where was that concert for you and who was the performer?
Hi. For me, I've seen Pitbull several times, but one of the best concerts I think I've been was back in 2013 in Vegas. Everybody was just standing up and dancing. Obviously, the performers, he puts a great show. But just the audience was just standing, dancing. He has really good, lively dance music. And I would say, I mean, it was my bachelorette party weekend. So me with all my girlfriends was an awesome experience, just listening and dancing to just very live, upbeat music.
Yeah. It sounds like one of those memory weekends you're going to remember the rest of your life. Laura, thank you. Pitbull in Vegas. Where was he performing in Vegas then, Laura?
It was.
You had so much fun you can't remember. That's okay. I can. That's sort of part of the story, right? Laura, thank you so much. 866-893-KPECC. Paul in Huntington Beach, what was the pinnacle live music performance you attended?
Well, I'd have to say in 2013, I went to Shoreline Amphitheater to see the Bridge concert, specifically to see Tom Waits. And he had David Hidalgo from Los Lobos.
Oh, yeah.
Had Les Claypool from Primus. And was not only a phenomenal performance, but it turns out it was the last set he's ever done.
Wow. You were there on the last live performance he did. And so, Paul, have you had many years of seeing great live performances prior to that?
I've seen, I counted over 3,000 concerts. In fact, I've seen about 70 shows during the pandemic. So,
wow.
In that way.
Yeah. You mean online performances?
No, I've been to over 70 concerts since last June.
Wow. So these are outdoor distance concerts?
Some of them are parking lot concerts. Some of them, there's this great place in Newport Beach called Campus Jacks where they do jazz, they do Americana. Out at the beach at Sea Legs, reggae every Sunday. But yeah, there's been a vibrant music scene going on during the pandemic.
Paul, that's terrific. Thank you so much. 866-893-KPECC. For my son, I think his peak experience, he happened to be on a trip, educational trip to Cuba with his a group of classmates, special program. And the night they arrived at the Havana airport and they were taking their hotel, they found out the Rolling Stones were doing a live performance in Havana. And they went out and saw the Stones. And there were hundreds of thousands of people that were out. It was just an enormously large group. And so for him to be able to see the Stones in Havana on that trip, I don't know whether he remembers that more than anything else of the trip, but certainly memorable for the young man. 866-893-KPECC. Sky Dog in Temple City, what's the most memorable concert you've attended?
March 31st, 2010. Paul McCartney concert at the Hollywood Bowl in the front row. And at the end of the night, he hopped over to the left, his left, which was my right. And I reached over, and the security guy, big old security guy, trying to push me away. And I thought, look, he's asking me to autograph. But he's like signaling me to give it to him. So the security guy turns around, looks at him, and then he let me through like a little bit forward so I can give it to him.
Wow.
I have my sign, Venus and Mars sign I made from the 70s. Remember that song, Venus and Mars?
Yeah, sure. Of course, yeah.
Yeah. So I made that. And throughout the night, I kept showing it to him with the pinky while he was playing with my Sharpie. Well, he's playing songs, and he kind of like signaled a couple of times that he will do it at the end of the night.
Yeah. Hey, Sky Dog, because that beeping, I need to let you go. But thank you. What an experience. Paul McCartney at the Hollywood Bowl. Brian in Van Nuys, what's the peak live concert event for you?
Four words. They might be giants. What makes TMBG so spectacular, so memorable, is the respect they have for the live experience. They play off the crowd's energy. They show as much respect for the fans as the fans have for them. And it's not about like jumbo screens and spectacle or pyrotechnics. It's about the communal vibe, which is most missed because of the pandemic. And I can't wait to get back in 2022.
All right. Brian beautifully said about how they might be Giants is able to connect with fans and the audiences at live events. That was at the Wiltern Theater. Great music space. Brian and Van Nuys, 866-893-KPCC. We'll continue. I want to hear from you. What was the peak live musical performance that you've attended so far in your life? We have more great music to share with you on Air Talk as well, going in and out. I probably don't even have to say what this is. We'll listen to a little bit of it as we head to the break and back.
Mama, you skilled a man. When I got against his head, my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life's a joke.
From 1985, Live Aid Concert, Wembley Stadium, London. That, of course, Freddie Mercury and Queen. It's Air Talk on KPCC, back in 1 minute. One of the great concert films, the Monterey Pop Festival of 1967, Jimi Hendrix Experience, and this, the noteworthy performance at the end, Hendrix smashing his guitar on stage and then lighting it on fire. Can you imagine if you were there in 1967? What an event. We're talking about your greatest in-person musical experience you've ever had. Kevin writes on the page, saw singer-songwriters John Wesley Harding at McCabe's way back in 1994 when, lo and behold, Bruce Springsteen came down the stairs and onto the stage. Magical, a surprise guest, totally unexpected, seeing him in such a small venue unannounced. That's Kevin writing on the Air Talk page. Mark in Culver City also writes on the page, if you've seen Trombone Shorty and his band play, you know the energy they bring. They headline in front of thousands every year at Jazz Fest. Now imagine that same energy at the Mint in West LA with an audience of 150. The place was ready to combust. I was drenched and exhausted and giddy. And of course, Trombone Shorty's Back of Town is our theme that we use on Air Talk each day. Let's talk next with West Adams resident Debbie. You're on Air Talk. What's your most memorable concert experience?
Thank you. It was a phenomenal concert in San Francisco at the Cow Palace. Gil Scott-Heron, he opened for Stevie Wonder. This was the Hotter Than July tour.
Oh.
It was just off the chain. There was everybody was there, all races, creeds, ages, people with disabilities. It was phenomenal. He did probably about 4 different encores. They actually started to unplug the equipment. He came running back in, and people were singing Happy Birthday. That was just, you know, when Happy Birthday was brand
new.
As we left the venue, in the lobby, in the parking lot, we stopped and got gas. People were still singing. It was just a phenomenal feeling. And I'll also have to say Prince, when he did a month long, at least a month long series of concerts at
the Forum.
Yes.
Yeah. That was I know people who went every weekend to those.
Yes. It was phenomenal.
Because each show was so different. Debbie, I'm so glad. And you also get it, that feeling when you come out and you run into people like at the gas station, whatever, who just come from the same concert that you saw, what the vibe is. And also Gil Scott-Heron, who was a great live performer with his very political music. I had the chance to see him a couple of times live, and Gil Scott-Heron, a great performer as well. I'm glad you raised that. Let's see. We've got Lauren In Echo Park, Lauren, what is most memorable concert for you?
The most memorable concert for me was seeing Ella Fitzgerald live at the Westwood Playhouse, which, if you know, it's a very intimate venue. And she was with the Paul Berg Trio. Joe Pass accompanied her, and she took requests.
Oh, my goodness.
We were the only young people there. It was a small venue, and we knew her entire catalog, and in the front row, and she took requests.
Wow. That's incredible. Lauren, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Let's talk next with Zachary in Altadena. Zachary, the best concert you ever attended?
That would have been Bruce Cockburn at MacArthur Park in 2015. Absolutely amazing artist. More awards than, I think, at least the Canadian version of awards than any American artist. And there was hardly anyone there.
Wow. Did he sing If I Had a Rocket Launcher?
He did.
Yeah.
Among other things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sang just so many of the songs that he's so well known for. Could see his hands very clearly on the guitar. It was just him and the guitar on stage, and that was it.
Wow. Thank you, Zachary. And, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, just had a chance to talk to him afterwards, and he's such a humble and wonderful man too. It was really quite an experience.
Yeah, and the Levitt Pavilion there is such a wonderful venue to see music in MacArthur Park. Zachary and Altadena, thank you. Paul in Newport Beach, real quickly, please, your best concert experience.
Okay, there've been so many, but the best one was my wife and I were in Italy for third or fourth time, and we were wandering around Rome doing things we'd seen before. And saw a poster in Italian. It said Simon and Garfunkel, and it was that date, and it said Gratuito, which we figured out was free. It was outside the Colosseum, and we went from our hotel later, a couple miles, walked there that evening, and as we approached it, it was gathering. There were thousands of people gathering, mostly younger and mostly Italian. We got there, we were in probably 30 yards or so from the stage, and it was fantastic. I was singing along, and I realized the Italians around me.
Oh, you cut out, Paul. Sorry, but thank you. David in West LA says Bruce Springsteen, the Born to Run tour at the Forum in Englewood, 1975. I was in my late teens, only been to a few concerts, paid for with my own money. It was electric. Everyone knew every word. He took your breath away. Melody in Northfield says the Doobie Brothers at the old Irvine Meadows Amphitheater in 2015. And Sarah Pasadena said Prince about 2 years before he passed away. It was life-changing. He was DJing. He required audience participation. So intimate, it felt like he was playing for me. Sarah, thank you so much for that. We have wonderful ones on the page I couldn't even get to read. See it there, kpcc.org. You'll see our Air Talk page. We leave you with The Who at the Isle of Wight in 1970, My Generation. Have a great afternoon.
The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at las.com/sweeps.